Chapter 3. On the Female Form. To preserve the health of the human form is the first object of consideration. With its health, we necessarily maintain its symmetry and improve its beauty. The foundation of a just proportion in all its parts must be laid in infancy. A light dress, which gives freedom to the functions of life and action, is the best adapted to permit unobstructed growths. For thence the young fibres, uninterrupted by obstacles of art, will shoot harmoniously into the form which nature drew. The garb of childhood should in all respects be easy, not to impede its movements by ligatures on the chest, the loins, the legs, or the arms. By this liberty we shall see the muscles of the limbs gradually assume the fine swell and insertion which only unconstrained exercise can produce. The shape will sway gracefully on the firmly poised waist. The chest will rise in noble and healthy expanse, and the human figure will start forward at the blooming age of youth maturing into the full perfection of unsophisticated nature. The lovely form of woman, thus educated, or rather thus left to the true bias of its original mould, puts on a variety of interesting characters. In one youthful figure we see the lineaments of a wood nymph, a form slight and elastic in all its parts. The shape, small by degrees and beautifully less, from the soft bosom to the slender waist, a foot light as that of her whose flying step scarcely brushed the unbending corn, and limbs whose agile grace moved in gay harmony with the turns of her swan-like neck and sparkling eyes. Another fair one appears with the chastened dignity of a vestal. Her proportions are of a less aerial outline. As she draws near, we perceive that the contour of her figure is on a broader and less flexible scale than that of her more ethereal sister. Euphrosyne speaks in the one, Melpomene in the other. Between these two lie the whole range of female character in form. And in proportion as the figure approaches the one extreme or the other, we call it grave or gay, majestic or graceful. Not but that the same person may, by a happy combination of charms, unite these qualities in different degrees, as we sometimes see graceful majesty and majestic grace. And certain.